Okay, so we just got to the bottom of Vavon Bay, just a few lines up. We're finishing up yesterday from Lishmo, Shlo Lishmo. It's the exact nine lines from the bottom. The case was, you shech the Karim Pesach with two intentions, Lishmo and also Shlo Lishmo, B'shayim Oseshana, the rest of the year. So again, the halach is, when you shech the Pesach, Lishmo on Erev Pesach, it's good because Lishmo is for Pesach. You shecht it lishmo the rest of the year, it's possible. You shecht it shelo lishmo, which means, in other words, maybe shlamim, er pesach is possible, the rest of the year it's not, it's kosher, it becomes a shlamim. So the Gemara says, what's the din if I shecht it with both intentions? I want to shecht the Karim Pesach, lishmo for the Karim Pesach, and also shelo lishmo for shlamim on the rest of the year.
5-6.
It says the Gemara, Rabbi Bun Bar Chia, B'shem Shmuel Bar Abba, Michevan She'ein Lo Shem, in a case where it has no shame, meaning it's stam, Yishach the carbon stama, no intentions, it's Nasa, sorry, if you do it Shalol Shmo normally, just one intention, Shalol Shmo, Nasa Kishokhto Lishmo, B'Shalol Shmo, B'Shtik of Ahukasher. Now let's say I have a carbon Pesach, which I designate for the carbon Pesach. And the rest of the year, some other, let's say today, I take this Karim Pesach, I shecht it, shelo lishmo. I don't say lishmo, I just say shelo lishmo, I'm shechting it. It's kosher, because the shelo lishmo that I articulated is being oker the lishmo that was already destined to be, even though I didn't say it, and it's a good carbon.
But Korban Pesach is really shlamim, so isn't
it? Well, no, it's a Karim Pesach that can transfer into a shlamim.
No, we just learned the means that if you say during the year, this is for Korban Pesach, it's pasul. If you don't say anything, correct, it becomes shlamim.
So, okay, the question one, let's say you have both intentions. I have a Pesach, I say lishmo, and I also say shelo lishmo second.
Okay.
And my shelo lishmo, which is shlamim, is going to uproot my initial lishma of Pesach.
It doesn't or does?
That's the shaila.
That's
the question. So the Gemara, I think that was a machloket in
Pesachim. Yeah, because, yeah.
If you go at Harasof or at Harasof.
Right.
So it says the Gemara, if let's say I only had an intention of Lishmo, I said Lishmo only, it's going to be Oker, the Stam Lishma. So too, if I articulate Lishma, and then I say Shelo Lishmo, the Shelo Lishmo is also going to be Oker, the articulation of Lishma. That's what the Gemara wants to bring a raya for. So, if that's the case, says the Gemara further, Amrlei, Imkain, if that's true, who, Afilu Shachat Shelo Lishmo, Al Manas Lizrok Damo Shelo Lishmo, if I separate the intentions in two different avodos, Yasa Misha Rishona, it should be done as the first moment, Kishashokht, when I shachted it, the Shmo, the Shelo Lishmo, the Shtika, the Yakasher, it should be the same thing as shachted the Shmo. And the Shelo Lishmo, which is going to happen later on when I do the Zriko, that should be able to be okay, the initial Lishmo as
even
well.
Even though I didn't say anything.
You know, you said it when during the Shechita. Well, you had in mind when you said it. I was shechting this carbon, the Kavana, that when I do the ultimate Zriko, that's going to be Shelo Lishmo. I'm not sure, I think there's a discussion whether these things have to actually be said or not, or simply thought. Machshav or Dibur.
So when he did the Shechita, he was thinking that he's going to be Zorek Shelo Lishmo.
Exactly.
He did Shechita from Lishem Shpesa.
So what is the Lishmo? He said it verbally, Lishmo, and he was thinking Lo Lishmo the Zrika?
He was thinking Lishmo when I shecht it.
He was thinking Lishmo when I shecht it.
But when I do Zrika, later on it's going to be Shelo Lishmo.
And okay, and that's okay.
That's the question. That's they want to know if it's okay. They want to know.
It seems as if that's okay according to Rabbi Bonbar Ben.
Well, we see in a second. It's they're going to reject this. Amar Rabbi Abba Mary Ma Nemar Rishika Kasher O Nemar Rishika Pasul. So unclear what this really means. The way they explain it here on the side is that as follows: my shechti with both intentions. There's no moment in time to allow the Lishma Pesach Tvichal right away. The Shelo Lishmo is being okay. But when I shecht it, I'm going to ask to be Zorikit Shelo Lishmo. There's a few moments that goes by, the Shelo Lishmo doesn't have the opportunity to be okay the Lishma. So when I shecht it, Lishma sets in. When I do Zrika, a few moments later, it's too late already. Only when I have both intentions at the same time do we say Shelo Lishmo could be okay the Lishma. That's how the Gemara understands this very cryptic language of the Yerushalmi.
But doesn't the whole idea of the Korban, isn't it the Zrika? Isn't that the most important part?
Well, as we said in Pesachim, each avoda has the ability to give it a psul of Lishmo, or Shalol Lishmo in this case, or other way around.
Right, so why wouldn't the Zrika... I guess my question is, what is he thinking when he's doing the actual Zrika? Or we don't care about that, we're not getting there. Because can't that just come and cancel everything altogether anyway? Right.
The Gemara had a discussion whether Mechashvin Avodah LaAvodah. That was a shiloh the Gemara Mesachim had. Is my Machshavah when I do Shechita really relevant for what I'm doing Zrika? The two different Avodahs. You're saying further, let's say you can be you could have Machshavah from Shechita to Zrika. Lamai, so what's my intention when I do the Zrika?
Yeah.
This is the Yishalmi. Here's a few points. Think about it.
Have a good
and we're moving
time.
On. Okay.
So it's saying here that if he did it shishtika, he did it. It's like if you do it stam, it's like he did it shem pesach. That's what it's trying.
Right. And the shalol shmo comes along and wants to know if it's okay or not.
Okay. In a machshava shehu chashev l'tok shalol shmo moelet ot shnat pishtami.
Okay. Says the Gemara, most are nazir l'nadava. That was the Mishnah. That the person collected funds for nazir for himself. Let's say for being a Nazir and he had leftover funds. What's the halacha? The Mishnah said it goes to the Nadava. You bring it as a carbon. Rav Chista Amar, v'hu shekarva chataso basof. So the din of a Nazir is he brings three carbonals. He brings an Ola, he brings a Shalom, and he brings a Chatas. So when do we say that the Moser Nazir turns into the Nadava? Only when the last thing, only when he already gave the Chatas. He gave a Chatas. And what's remaining for him to bring is an Ola and a Shlomim. So if you have surplus of funds, that money goes to, and turns into an Adava. But e karvu Shlomim basof. Let's say the last thing that's being, I'm sorry, let me say that again. It's only when the Chatas is the last one being brought. When you brought the Shlomim and you brought the Ola already, you just have a Chatas left. So the din is when you have money left over for Chatas, that turns into an Adava. But
that's because it goes into the whole law of Chatat. Like, you don't know the value, right? It's
exactly.
Going to be 2 mile, 3 mile.
Exactly. That mission from yesterday. Exactly. Aval, but, says Rav Chista, Ikarvu Shlomim Basof. Let's say you brought the Ola, you brought the Chatas, the last thing remaining is the Shlomim, then the Lach is Basof, Mosa Shlomim. The leftover funds goes into a Shlomim, not into a Nedava.
Why?
So because it's a set aside for Shlomim, because you're miyached to Shlomim, like the Mishnah told us. Moshe Shlomim is Shlomim. Moshe Chatas is Nadava. So it all depends. Whatever's the last thing that's left over to be brought, that's the surplus goes to that. That's the opinion of what was it, Chista. Amar Rebbe Zira, Afilu Karvu Shlomim Levasof Halacha Achasi Benazir. So even if the last thing to be brought is the shlamim, the special halacha Moshe Mishinai that binader binazir rather shetihei muteres moseres moser. Sorry, my eyes are not working well today. Mosra nedava. The halacha is when it comes to nazir, whatever's left, the remaining funds goes to a nedava. So machlokes again when the shlamim is the last thing being brought. Rav Chista says it goes into a shlamim, and Rabbi Yizira says it goes to be a nedava. Special halacha Moshe Mishinai.
Only in the case of nazir.
Correct. This is
so it would be if Shlamim for a different reason come, that would go to Shlamim.
Correct.
Okay.
So Gemara says Masnisa Masai Ladin. Masnisa Masai Ladin. There's a price that supports this one, a price that supports the other opinion. Masnisa Masai Ladin Rabbi Zera, the opinion that supports Rabbi Zera that says it always becomes a Nadava. Eluhain, the Brisa says as follows. In the context of a Nazir, Eluhain Maos Stumum. These are Maos Stumum, Stam, Maos. They were never designated for anything. Kol Shedmei Chatas, Misos, Muravos Behen. Whenever there is any Chatas mixed within these monies, meaning I didn't separate the money yet of Chatas. And Vafilu Hifrish Dmei Chatas. And let's say I even did separate money, I'm taking $1,000 for the Chatas here. I have 2,000 coins left for other funds. Afilu hifrish dmei chatas mitochai. Remove the chatas. Maos stumos, and they're still considered maos stumos. And the lach of maos stumos is they go to the nedava. The Brisa doesn't say that, but that's how they explain it. The maos goes to the nedava. So again, even I took out the money for the chatas.
But you still have that. But maybe it's because it's shlamim and ola, not only shlamim.
What's a lot? The ola goes to be an ola. No, the maos are ola. Do we say ola? Yeah, it becomes an ola. Yeah. So this says it goes into the nedava. The Brisa doesn't actually say, but they interpret it to mean. The most go to become a Nadava, not to be an Ola. Okay. That's the opinion that supports Rabbi Zira. Now, Masnisa, Messiah, Rav Chista, who held that only if the Chatas is left over, does it go to Nadava, otherwise it becomes whatever is left. So I have money aside, and Nazir has money. He says, Elu Chatasi, I'm taping this $1,000, this is for my Chatas. Vashar, the remaining $2,000 is the Shani Zirosa, the rest of my obligations as the Nazir. Umeis, the guy dies. What's Alachim? Ilin Bechulan. If you take you combine all $3,000 again together, then you have Mila. No, I'm sorry. If you
are we skipping something?
Now we skip something.
There is a parenthesis, right?
Not in mine.
No.
No, not mine.
What?
Not here, I don't know.
Oh, you're looking on the right side where it gives you some extra stuff.
The Gra added some things in.
Right.
Man, she just thinks it's differently.
Okay.
So says the Gemara, Mo'alin. If I'm Mo'ai, it's a Mi'ila. Be cool. If I use all of them in such a way, because Allah is the money that's left over. I have $1,000 separated. I have $2,000 here now. Okay. So he throws out those money. Okay, he gets rid of the khatas. What's left is $2,000. Mixed there is shlamim and ola. So the loch is, when it comes to an ola, there's an isamila. When it comes to shlamim, kachim kalim, there's no isamila until after you've shechted it and brought it to his bath. So what happens is, so I use the money for my own purposes. So if you use all the $2,000 that's remaining, I violate Mi'ilah because Vada I've used all the monies. But if Ain Mo'alim been mixed up, unless I've only used some of the money, it's possible I only use the Shlomim money, and Shlomim is not subject to Mi'ilah at this stage in the game. Velo Amar, and we do not say, however, in this Brisa, in Mace Yuflu Nadava. We don't say if the guy dies, it goes to Nadava, because the only time it goes to Nadava if it's a Chat that's remaining. In this case, if Chista says the Chat is already taken, separated, and thrown into the Yam HaMelech. So what's remaining, if there's no Chat that's remaining, you don't say Nadava. So this is the opinion supports of Chista, that only if the Chattas is remaining, do we say the Moser turns into Nadava. If the Chattas is not remaining, the Moser does not turn into Nadava.
It turns into?
Whatever, the Ola Shomim. And Ola Ola.
And Ola Ola.
Right.
Can you just sharpen that a little bit?
Sure. Okay. So again, the question is, what happens if I have Shlomim left over for my Nazir funds? So if Chista says
the money goes to Shlomim.
Shlomim goes to Shlomim, Ola goes to Ola. But Rabbi Zira said it was a halacha Moshe Misinai that any fund left over for Nazir always becomes Nadava, whether it's Shlomim, Ola, or Chattas. So now there's a second price here which supports Rabbi Chista, which says that only if Chattas is left over does it turn into Nadava. So the price says a guy separates money, $1,000 for Chattas, and he has a mixture, the remaining $2,000 for Shlomim and Ola. So the guy dies. This $1,000, chuck it. You have $2,000 with a Shlomim and Ola mixed in here. Another guy comes along and starts using the money. If he uses all $2,000, he violates Mila, because Vada within that, there's Ola.
Money.
So there's Ola. If he only used part of it, we could assume maybe the part he used was only Shlomim, and Shlomim is not subject to Mila. Then the Gemara makes a dik.
When does Shlomim become Mila? From what point on?
I think after you've done the Zrika. Okay. Mishuchan Kavol Kazachi, Gemara says. Only after that point. So then the Gemara is medayik, but it never says take the money and use it for Nadava. These leftover funds. In fact, it doesn't say that. It proves, seems to support Rav Chista. Okay, now Rav Chista says further in the Gemara.
So it supports the idea of no halacha l'moshe l'sinai.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. Rav Chista Amar, Moser Lachmo Shel Nazir. Nazir, along with the Nazir, Karbanos, he also brings some bread. So what's the halacha if he has remaining funds of the bread? So the din is your cup. You have to let it just spoil, rot. Sit, and rot. Amar Rebbe Yossi. V'yeus, this is very true. He agrees with him. La krivo b'fnei atzmo, to just bring the lechem on its own. You have leftover bread. Ein at yachol. You can't do that. Shein l'chol lechem karv l'atzmo. You never have a case where bread is the only carb. It only becomes as a support. La krivo im nazir's acheres, to bring it for someone else's nazir. Ein l'ata yachol. You can't do that either. Because shein l'chol nazir's babel l'lechem. You never have a case where the nazir is brought without lechem. Meaning when a person says, I'm a nazir, mainly he has to bring a lechem with it. He doesn't need someone else's extra lechem, so that's going to be unnecessary as well. L'fum kein, which means lefikach, because of this, tzarech meimar, moser lachem, moser nazir yurkov. And that's how he concludes that it goes to rat. So there's a Gemara, sovereign meimar, who they wanted to say as follows, hu lachmo, hu moser nesachem. So we have also the Nesachim. Along with the Nazir, there are these Yain, Nisach Yain, which is brought as well. So what's halacha with that? So he wanted to say, just like the Din of Alechem, that it can't be brought with Fanyatmo, it becomes, you have to Yurkov. So too the money that's used for the Nesach, the Moser Nesachim also just goes to Yurkov. That's what they initially wanted to say. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rebbe Yossi Barav Rabbi Bun, most in the Sachiv, Kachay Kachimidim, the Kachay Kachim, the Yiflu Nadava, they should turn into a Nadava. So that's what how they argue. That's where Rabbi Yossi responds back to the initial Svara.
What do you mean the Nechassim? Why was Nechassim become. What's the Havim mean?
Which Havim mean? That they should become like Lechem?
When you say Nechassim,
oh, Nechassim. If I'm saying Nechassim, I apologize. I meant Nesachim, I apologize. Nesachim, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
So what do you mean his property becomes.
I'm learning Yerushalmi, so I'll explain to you. The Gemara in Baba Kama has a line, the Mishnah says Chav. The Gemara says, what does Chav mean? The Gemara says, it really means to be Chayiv. But it's Chav because it was originally Yerushalmi in Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi, they're not very medayic on the languages. They wrote Chav instead of Chayiv. So I meant Nesachim.
Right.
So the Nesachim, the extra, the surplus of funds used for the Nesachim, those initially want to say, oh, that's just like the Lechem, because Lechem is also supplementary to the carbon. So the Nesachim is supplementary, so it's the same thing. Let it Yurkav. Rabbi Yossi responds back, no, it's very different. The Lechem is Kachay Kalim. So we could be more lenient. We let it be Yurkav. But the Nesachim of Kachay Kachim and Kachay Kachim, we allow those funds to be used for Nedava. That's the difference. That's the response. So says the Gemara.
Isn't it Ola Kodesh Kodeshim also?
It is also, yes.
So why is the Ola not going to Nedava? Why does Ola go to Ola? You know what I'm saying? Like if Ola is Kodesh Kodeshim, Nesachim are Kodesh Kodeshim, Nesachim are going to go to be Nedava, then how come we don't have the same deen for Ola?
No, because I think that Nesachim you cannot do by itself. Also. You need a korban, right? You cannot just bring Nesachim.
No, what he's saying is that we have leftover funds, let's say. So leftover funds of an Ola, or let's say of a Chatas, which is a Kachi Kachim, goes, the leftover funds is used for Nedava. Right. And where it says here, Nesachim, which are also Kachi Kachim, go to Nedava. His question is why, when it comes to Ola, which is also Kachi Kachim, that should also go to become a Nedava.
Right, ever.
I have a little explanation in English, I'm sure.
Okay.
Probably have an Hebrew also. Ola, your question, Ola is a Kachi Kachim, yet their surplus does not fall for Nedava. That's because our first choice must always to be to use the surplus for the same type of offering as it was originally designated. Since this is possible with an Ola, because an Ola may be brought voluntarily, that is what is done. Rabbi Yossi bar Rabun means only that the surplus of Kachi Kachin that cannot be used for the same type of offering that they were originally designated, such as the surplus of a Chatas or an Asham, which cannot be brought, or the Nesachim of a Nazir, which cannot be bought independently. So they are used for Nedav.
Okay, very good.
Wow.
Excellent.
Thank you, Shushistin.
Okay, so that's the Gemara now. Al Daite de Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Bon, according to Shmuel, Aliba de Rav, Chista, the motion of Chasachim, the last thing we just said, that Rabbi Yossi's opinion of what to do with the motion of Chasachim, which is to get go to Nedava. So according to that, Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Elazar, Shloshim Amru Davachar. So there should be a third person there also. It must be in the Girsa. Shmuel, okay. Shmuel should be, okay, so Shmuel, Rabbi Chista, Rabbi Elazar, all three of them agree with him that the motion of Chasachim go to the Nedava. Excellent. Rabbi Chia, Ahan de Amr Shmuel, the Amar Rabbi Yossi ad Dana Taman, when I was there in Babel, Shema is called Rabbi Huda. I heard Rabbi Huda Shal of Shmuel. He would ask Shmuel, Hifrish Shkali, you separated a shekel. Umes, the guy died. What do you do with the shekel? Amrle Yiflu Nedava, goes to become part of the Nedava. So Rabbi Eliezer, Homer Mosa Asir Seifa Shala. What do you do with the leftover fund of Asir Seifa, which we discussed yesterday? Yochan Amar Yolichem Liyam Melach, and Rabbi Elazar Omer Yiflu Nedava. So machlokas regarding what to do with the leftover of Asir Seifa. I'm not sure exactly this is supposed to connect to what we just said before. So we're seeing, how do you see the three individuals say that they're in agreement that the Moser Kachi Kachim fall in the Nedava? I see. So Chista, we said already before, that the Moser Chatas goes to become a Nedava. Then we saw Shmuel, we just quote Shmuel here as saying that the Shekel, when a person dies, Shekel goes to become a Nedava. And the third opinion, Rabbi Elazar, holds that the Moser Asiris falls out to be Nedava. So you see these three instances where Moser Kachim turn into
Nedava.
Okay.
So again, according to what he said, so basically, so we're explaining that when the Gemara says Okay. When we say Mosar Ola goes, okay. So Mosar Ola goes to Ola because he can bring it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Mosar Mincha, Mosar Shlamim, Lishlamim. But so when he was explaining there, Mosar Shlamim, because Shlamim is Koche Koche.
Koche Kalim.
It's Koche Kalim. Okay. All right. So which one did he mention there that it's Koche Kochim and we
Ola. Ola and Chatas are both Koche Kochim. Right. And Ola becomes an Ola because anyone can bring an Ola whenever you want.
And Chatas,
can't be. Only be all Chatas.
He mentions another Korban more.
Asham.
Okay.
So the Mishnah continues to talk about surplus of funds in Halacha Hay here. Says the Mishnah, Mosar Shvuim Lishvuim. You collect funds for people who are in captivity, so you have remaining funds, you could use it for other people who were to be captured. Mosar Shavoy, let's say you collect it for a particular person who was captured, then also Shavoy, he gets to keep the surplus of funds for other needs. He gets redeemed from wherever he is, and from captivity, he keeps the extra funds. Mosar Anim, you collect money for Anim in general, so then it goes, the extra goes to Anim. You have to give it to other Anim, keep it. Moser ani, but you collect for a particular ani who needs, for let's say a shirt, and you collect enough funds, and then some, he gets to keep it. Lo ani, he keeps the rest of the funds. Moser mesim, you collect it for the mesim in general, then the mesim, it stays over to the funds of mesim. But moser mesim, the yorsha, but if for a particular mes you set aside, then the yorshim get to keep the surplus. Right, Meir Omer, Mosar Meis, Yehe Munach, Ad Sheyavo Eliyahu. No, when it comes to that, no one gets to touch it, has to stay until Eliyahu comes and decides what to do with it. Rabbi Nosson, Omer, Mosar HaMeis, Bonin Lo Nefesh Al Kvaro. You build some type of monument on top of the kever. Okay, so it says the Gemara, Gavulo B'cheskas She'en Lo. Let's say you collect money for someone who, a mace, who you thought didn't have any means to... for the proper burial. And then Nimsa Shiesha, but it turns out he actually had enough money, he had money saved away, so he covered his own burial. So the din is, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Savar, Meimer Mosar HaMeis LeYorshav. In this case, you would think that you apply the din of the extra funds go to the Yorshim. So Gemara asks as follows, so Amar Leih Rabbi Idi de Chutra, he's from a place called Chutra, Haga Atzmecha de Lo Kavnan Eloleh, they only had intention when collecting the money for the mace, but not for the yorshim to have a nice little party afterwards. So Amar Leih, Ana Lo Amris, I just suggested, At Manilcha, where are you? So how are you so certain about this? It's not so clear. I'm just making a possibility. Don't be so bad. Give me a proof of what you're saying. So Tani B'Shem, Rabbi Nosson, Mosar Mace, leftover funds, Yivne Lo Nefesh Akvar. You build a matzev on top of the kever, V'yaslo Zilif Agavi Mitason. You pour some wine on top of the coffin, which I think removes some of the smell. Tani ain podin, so that's okay, new point.
That's the second time we're learning about a matzeva in this masechet. No, in the beginning when they come to Yerushalayim and they find a bone, you have to build something on top of it. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's where.
One second, so basically, what is like, no.
This is the Yerushalmi. This is just like.
No, I know, right.
That was just like a random point. That, in my thing, I have like stars separating different topics.
Right.
So the one topic is the Moser mace goes to Matseva, and you pour wine on his coffin. Next point.
Not go right. To the Yoshim. It doesn't go to the Yoshim.
The Yoshim right.
Okay.
What if there's money left over? What if the Matseva wasn't so expensive?
You buy 10 gallons of wine.
No, give it to another man, Miskin.
Give a lot of, again, yeah. Nice Matseva, a nice marble.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. SpongeBob SquarePants.
Okay, then we'll work also.
It's what this woman just wanted, and they built it for $26,000, and then they refused to let her have it on the grave. It's like you can do any matzah you want, I guess. Use the money.
Says the Gemara, Tani ain podin shavo b'shavo. You can't use funds from one money you collected for one person in captivity and use it for somebody else. Vein govin talis b'talis, you can't collect money for an ani who needs clothing and give it to another ani. Vein mimachin biad parnasa l'chak. But if someone does this, ein mimachin, you don't protest what he does. We let it slide. Okay. Next point. Tane Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, einosin nefashos l'tzadikim. You don't make monuments for tzadikim. Very interesting. Because divrayim hein zichronim. Their words are with a memory. They don't need anything else to remind anybody. Rabbi Yochanan hava masmich v'azil. He was leaning over when he was walking. O'al, Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Chia Bar Abba came in. But Rabbi Eliezer Chamele, he saw him from a distance. Umitamerle Mekame, and Rabbi Eliezer was hiding from Rabbi Yochanan. So Amar Halan Tarti Milayu. So Rabbi Yochanan said, these two inyanim, these two things, Hadain Bavla Avid Bey, that this Babylonian is doing. Chad, the one thing is the Lo Shal B'Shalom, he's not saying hello to me. Chad, the Mitamer, was secondly, he's hiding from me. So Amar Lo Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Kach Nogin Gvoin Dezira. This is how the people would do it. He wanted to appease Rabbi Yochanan. Yochanan was very upset. Wanted to appease him. This is what they do with the minhag of Eretz Yisrael, is that the dezira lo shal b'shalom of the rabbi, a small individual, small person, doesn't ask shalom of a someone who's so important like you, Rabbi Yochanan. So, one second. Is some gearsels here going on here? I see. He quotes the inan nagim b'kaimen. They hold of themselves. The pasuk, right? Ra'unu na'arim v'nechba v'yashisham v'yashisham kamu amadu. They held this pasuk that would tell them that you see the na'arim, the little kids, nechba, were hiding
in front of the elderly.
Right, in front of the elderly, exactly.
But you know, what about the Masechet Avot that says Heve Magdim Shalom Lechol Adam? No, right. Shouldn't you be the first one to run to your Rebbe and be like, "Hey Rebbe, how are you?"
Maybe any regular person, but a Malach, a Rebbe, maybe is different. Eh?
You know what? Maybe he's lost in some sugya. Now you go running over and
interrupt his.
I heard a story once that in Princeton, so they sent a guy go get Einstein from the lake. We've been having supper or something like that. So Einstein is sitting on a bench, and the guy goes over. This is a Nobel, and this guy won the Nobel Prize. Like, I don't know, should I interrupt him? I mean, I don't know. Maybe he's right.
Maybe
he's
Mashiach. You know,
maybe he's about to have this, you know, theory of the whole universe. I'm going to walk over and say it's supper time, and then, you know, he's going to lose it.
Ich versetz MS square.
Now he gets a rule. Among, yeah, he gets MC cube because I interrupted him.
Einstein was like, "Yeah, Mashiach was coming. Now you ruined it. That's it. It's over." It was like the Ari.
Okay, so now is a good reason not to interrupt the Adam Gadol. The truth is, I guess when you go to a Rav, you just kind of, you're supposed to just stand there and wait for him to notice you. You don't just walk over and say hi and just interrupt what he's doing. So it makes sense.
Right.
I mean, if he's walking, you could still say hello to him, like passing by, but you don't want to interrupt this thing. That makes sense. Makes a lot of sense. So says the Gemara further now, Amar Lahu, so Rabbi Yochanan says back to them who tried appeasing him, Mahu lemeved kamu da duri tzalme. Is it mutter to go in front of a tzelem, tzalme, in front of a vodazara? Amar Lahu, so Rabbi Yochanan says, Ma'at paligle yikar. You're showing them some kavod to the tzelem by going in front. So why are you showing them kavod when you don't go in front of them, I guess? The fact that you're acknowledging them, meaning the fact that you're giving them credence, I'm not walking in front of the idol, you're showing there's something to it. So by you not passing by, you're showing there's something to it. So avur kamayu, no, of course not. You're not showing kavod by not walking. Sami einai, you should go in front of it and close your eyes. And just ignore it.
Right, you're not giving him any kavod. You're not passing... You're not passing in front. Korban Aida says you're not. The law avar lefanecha kevan de negin de ena. I'm sorry. Rotze la'avor lefanav belo teshura ela'avor lefanav v'sami enav. It sounds as if you have to block your eyes and walk in front of it. You know, you're not really. You don't mean to pass in front of it to give it any respect. You're just passing in front of it because you got to go.
So what's he trying to say? So in this case, then therefore what? What should he have done here by Rabbi Yochanan?
That's what it sounds like. Rabbi Yochanan is telling him, it's as if he's mezalzelbi, like he's ignoring me. It's like I come in and he avoids me.
I see.
Just the same way you would avoid the Avodah Zarah when you walk by it because you don't want to show it any respect and give it any kind of, you know, legitimacy. That's what he's doing to me. That's what it sounds like.
So, Amalei, Yaakov responds back to Rabbi Yochanan, Yos, Rabbi Elazar Avid. Rabbi Elazar did, he acted appropriately. Dilo Avar Kamakle, he didn't go in front of you. He was embarrassed in front of you. He was scared. He was intimidated from you, Rabbi Yochanan. He did nothing wrong.
Oh, look. You see what?
So he's explaining. He says the fact he couldn't say hello, and the fact that he didn't come by you is because since he couldn't say hello, if he would have come by, he would have been mezal to you.
Uh-huh.
That's what he's saying. He's answering why he did both things.
Okay.
But what Rabbi Yochanan is really telling him is the following: Avor kamoi v'same enoi. What he's saying is Avor lefanav v'same enav haynu Avor lefanav bli litiyaches elav. Basically, it's not don't look at him. It's go in front of this avodah and be like,
right,
you're nothing. You know, like that's kind of like what he's
right. Make a point that you're not looking.
Right. Actually, he couldn't do that to you because then he can't say hello to you. Then it's almost more embarrassing and it's a mezalzel to walk in front of you and not say hello. Best to hide. The old Avid HaBavlai, another thing this Babylonian did, is the Lo Amar Shmai to Mishmei. He said halacha and didn't quote me. He said a halacha that I told him, he didn't quote my name.
He's looking for trouble.
Right. Nechnu Sulafanov, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yassi. Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yassi, who always came together, they're like a chavrusas, so they came in front of Rabbi Yochanan, so he shouldn't get upset. So Amru Lo, Rabbi, says Rabbi, Kach Hayamaisa Beis HaKnesses. This is what happened in this shul, Shel Tarsayim, okay, a place.
Charashe Nechoshet, it says. People who work with bronze.
Okay. So, Beneger, the peg that's used, Shayesh Barosho Glustara, that has a very wide head of it, and it's somewhat circular. Shenechluku, that got divided. They're arguing about this. Right, Shenechluku, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, they're both arguing about the status of this. What the halacha is regarding this tool, Achikaru Sifrei Torah, until they ripped the Torah, they got so angry they tore the Sefer Torah. Karu Sefer Sagadah, you think they actually ripped it? And the Shenikra Sefer Torah, the Sefer Torah got ripped. Not that they ripped it, but it got ripped through all the anger and fighting.
So they were fighting if you're allowed to Haim Mutar Litok O Bedelet B'Shabbat or no.
Okay, whether it's you could use this as a lock on Shabbos. Is it considered binyan or not, I guess, would be the discussion. Okay, so that was the discussion, but through that, they got a very angry, heated argument, and the Sefer Torah ended up getting ripped. So, says the Gemara, Hayasham Zakin Echa, there was a particular elder there, Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma Shemo, that was his name. Amar, Timiani Imlo Haba Besak Nesezeh Besak Avodah Zarah. I'll be an amazement if this shul does not turn into a place of Avodah Zarah. So, Amar Lei, so who now? Rabbi Yochanan says back to him, "Ksiv Kasher." Is that we're up to? Is there a Girsa thing here? I have a Chaz of Amar. Hachdein Mechavre. These people are friends, but I'm a Rebbe, so the friends can't get angry with each other. Chavrus can't get angry, but I'm a Rebbe, and he's my Talmud. I can get angry at my Talmud, so that's not proof to me. I shouldn't get angry at him. Nichnas the fun of Rabbi Yaakov Ra'idi. So he attempted to appease Rabbi Yochanan now. Amalei says, "Ksiv kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe Abdo," just like Hashem commanded Moshe, "Kain tziva Moshe Yeshua," and Moshe commanded Yeshua. He called dibor v'dibor shaya Yeshua Yoshev v'dorish. Everything that Yeshua's dorish and taught, haya omer kach amar Moshe. He said, "Oh, and Moshe said the same exact thing." No, he didn't quote Moshe every time. Everybody knew it was coming from Moshe. Tell Yeshua Yoshev v'dorish v'yodin akol shatora shemoshi. So everyone knows it's from Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeshua didn't get the Torah. He's just taking it from his Rebbe. Afata, you too. Eliezer, Yoshi, Vidorish. Eliezer sits and learns. Vakol Yodin, Shator, Shalcha. Hey, everyone knows it comes from you. So don't get so upset. Okay, so then the Gemara says, Amar Lahu, Amar Lahen, Bibbe Ma, Ein Ata Yodin, Liratos Kiben Idi, Chaveiranu. Why don't you guys know how to appease me like... Ben Idi, which is what Rabbi Yaakov Ben Idi just said. He's the one who just appeased me. Okay, I'm satisfied. Good response. I'm no better than Yeshua and Moshe. Great. This, I think, might be an explanation of the Rambam. When he writes the Yad Chazaka, he doesn't quote his sources. But I think he writes in the Akdama that everything I'm saying here comes from Shas and Poskim and everything like that. So the idea is everyone knows Rambam's not making it up. They know where they got it from. He just doesn't have to say every single time, Mishem Omro, and this person, and this person, and this person. It's Yadua where he gets it from. Rabbi Yochanan, my kli hai. Why was he so upset about it anyways? What's the big deal? So he didn't quote him. So the bar the name of Shmaisa Mishmei that he has to say in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. The Af David b'keshala racham. Even David wanted this to be the case that the Torah should be said in his name. Shneimar agura ba'alecha. So you're going to be in the tents.
Olamim,
living in the tents. Okay, agur lagur. Polecha olamim. I'm going to be in the tent of olamim. Ach sebeseser knafecha sela. So what does that mean? I'll be covered in the secrecy in the wings, the corners.
Yeah, I will be under your wings.
So v'chi alsa daitel shal David. You think David would actually imagine shal yehei chay v'kayim lo olamim? What does it mean? I want to be in the olecha olamim. I want to live forever. David knew he couldn't live forever. Lakach amar David. This is what David meant. Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Azake Shehyeh Divrei Nemarin Bibati Knesios. I want my words to be stated in the shul, Ubibati Medreshos. So, to be stated, so just like David said this in Tehillim, so to Rabbi Yochanan was makbi that his words be said in his name. Shimon ben Nazira, B'shem Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, Kol Tamil Chacham Shomrim Dabar Halacha Mipiv, anything you quote a Tamil Chacham, a Rav, the Halacha in his name, Ba'olam Hazeh in this world, Svasov Rochashos Imo Bekever, his lips begin to move in the kever.
We learned this often.
Yeah, exactly. A few times, and it comes up in the Bible. Yeah. So Pasuk says, let me pronounce this right. V'chikech kiyein tov, holech ledodi l'meisharim dove v'sifse yishenim. So, ma komer shanavim zeh, this kli which holds grapes, Kevin Shimeniach Adam Etzbo Alav Miadovev. You press your finger in these moist grapes, begins to the grape, the wine flows out. Afsif Soseim Shal Tzadikim, the lips of the Tzadikim, Kevin Shomrim Davar Halacha. You say something, Mipiem Shal Tzadikim, Sif Soseim Mrachshos Imahim Bekever. They begin to move in the kever. Okay. So Mahana Lo. So what hana does a tzaddik get? Is it really hana? He's in the kever, he's dead, the lips are moving. Is there any real hana from this happening? So Bar Nazir Amar, so he says, Kadein Dishtei Kunditum. Just like the Shasi Kundutin. Just like this type of wine, a very nice drink, that hana that we get in this world is the type of hana that we can imagine that they get when this happens to them. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, Kadein, like that, Dishase Chamir Atik, like drinking old wine, that's the hana that they get when this quote of halacha in their name. Avagav Dishase Le Taima Befuma. And even though it's been a long time since they drank the wine, that tam is still in their mouth. So it's going to be revitalized, that flavor in their mouth when this happens. Okay, interesting. Rav Gidal Amar, HaOmer Shmu B'Shem Omer, a person who says something in the name of the author of the statement, the original originator.
Here it says.
Okay, I guess it's a little flavor of this world.
Right.
Why would you want that? The Olam Haba is much better.
No, because we say that that whatever you did in Olam Hazeh, it's finished. And then Olam Haba, you just nene what you did here. So it seems like it's getting almost like he's learning more. So
I get a second chance to learn more.
Right. Okay. Something like that.
Maybe he just gets moved up another notch right. Up there,
closer. So Rav Gidal Amar, Rav Gidal would say HaOmer Shmu B'Shem Omro. If you quote someone when saying halacha in their name. Yira Baal Shmua.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. It is. Halam Azehu Alam Asiya Alam Abahu Alam Hagamul. Okay, so right. Right, so it seems that it's like you're doing it again. You're still saying.
Okay. So Rav Gidal says, Amar HaOmer Shmua B'Shem Amro. Yira Baal Shmua. The one who says it appears like the one who actually, the originator of the statement. Kilu Omri Lenego. It's as if he's mamish, you're saying it, you're quoting his name, you're quoting Moshe Rabbeinu, and it's as if he's standing right there in front of you.
You should picture him to be standing in front of you.
Shenemar Ach Betel Mis Halech Ish. So the image of the person's walking in front of you. So this is the idea. You should mamish view, we're learning a Rashi, we're learning a Rabbi Abba, we're learning a Rabbi Yitzchak. Imagine them coming to life, being here with us, learning together. Rav Soloveitchik, when he used to talk about these things, like learning with the Rambam, he thought he was like fighting with the Rambam. He was like mamish there alive, talking, having a discussion. But Yashar, when he used to learn by himself, he locked himself in the base medrash, and as a Nashim, you could hear him talking to himself, as if there's like other people there, like everyone like came to life. So it was like a huge chabur of Tanaim, Amarayim, Moshe Rabbeinu. Amazing.
So this Yitzchak, I'm telling you, wait a second.
So this is what Yishalmi is telling us.
That's
how it would come in. Hello.
Mamash comes to life. If you could really get to that Mila, it's probably beautiful. How alive you could get there. Ksiv, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Rav Adam Yikra Ish Chasto. So what does it mean? Rav Adam means Zeshar Kol Adam, that any other person. So, and then Ish Emunim Miyimta Zer Rebbe Zira. So, how are we understanding this?
Rav Adam Yikra Ish Chasto Adam Gadol Darcho Likrot Et Shem Rav Al Shem Ravo Baal Hashmua. איש חסדו על שמותו. פסוק זה מדבר בשאר כל אדם. וסיפה של הפסוק ואיש אמונים מי ימצא, זה הכוונה למה שאמר רבי זירא, דאמר רבי זירא, לתנה צריכים חששים לשמת דדרששת. איננו צריכים לדקדק כל כך בשמעות שאמר רב ששת בשם רבותי רב. לפי דהו גברה מפתחה, אדם פתוח, כלומר, סגי נאור, ולא ראה את רבותיו בשעת עמודו מפיהם, ולפיכן יכול לכוון את שמועתיהם כראוי.
So we're saying is that Rav Adam, most people, Yikra Ish Chasta, they just say, you know, they quote Allah, they're not so medactic who is the author of the statement.
Correct.
But the second half of the Pasuk, Ish Emunim Mim, so a person who believes, who's medactic, that's Rabbi Zeira, who's medactic to always quote the originator of the statement. Dama Rabbi Zeira, Leisnan, there's not less than Shichin Chashashin, Lishmaisa, the Rav Sheshes, the Hu Gavra Mifatcha. So we don't have to be so careful to be didactic any halacha Rav Sheshes says, because we know he's a person who's quite believable. He's a bucking in Talmud. Anything he says is believable. But other people, we have to be very careful. We can't just trust anybody's word. We have to be very didactic. As opposed to shark all of them, anything a person says, they're willing to accept that it's the truth. The Gemara says further now. Amalei Rabbi Zeira.
Sounds a little like an insult. Rabbi Zeira litenze. Litnan tzrichin chashashim lishmateh de Rav Sheshet. En anu tzrichim ledakdek kol kach bashmuot shamar Rav. Oh, ledakdek.
Right, we don't have to.
Okay, fine.
Others, though, we can't trust. We have to make sure what they're saying is true. Can't take anyone's word for granted.
No, but, I mean, according to the way this is explaining it, is we don't need to be medakdek in what Rav Sheshet said in the name of his Rabbanim, lefi dehu gavra mefatcha, because he is an open person. He's saying, actually, he's sagi nahor, right? He's iver. Velo ra'a et rabotav, he did not see his rabbis, בשעת תלמודו, in the time that he's learning, מפיהם, ולפיכך אינו יכול לכוון את שמותיהם כראוי.
אולי חכם אחר היה בעל השמועה, וטעה רב ששת בתביעת כל רבו.
Right, so...
Right, so if רב ששת quotes somebody, and you say, wait a second, that was from another guy, you don't have to take issue with him, because he only heard the guy. He never saw...
He never saw who said...
You can't blame him.
You can't blame him, because he heard... He just misidentified the voice that he heard it. He didn't see the actual rabbi.
Like, he heard what he heard, but he doesn't know who said it.
When he quotes, if he says it in the name of the wrong guy, you don't have to
come down on him.
Say, well, maybe he's wrong about what he said because he misidentified the author.
I see. Very good. Sorry. Okay. Then says Gemara Amar Le Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Asi, Chacham. Rebbe Lebar Pasya, that's all his name, Da'at Amar Shmai Samishmei, who's a Chacham, Bar Pasya was a Chacham, and Rabbi Asi said something in the name of him. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Asi says to Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yochan Amar Mishmei, that Rabbi Yochan said it in the name of Bar Pasya. Okay, this is just, I think, a ride that you see, you're supposed to quote people's names. A lot of people's quoting names here. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, I missed the line here. Amalei Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Asi, Chacham Rebbe, I read that one already, I'm sorry.
Chachim Rebbe.
Amalei Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Asi, Chachim,
it's a question.
The Rebbe, the Rav, Da'at Amar Shmaisa B'Shmei? Okay, Amalei, did you realize that you said in the name of somebody else?
Do you know him?
So Amar, do you know that's what it means? Okay. Amar Lei, he says back, Rav Ada, Barava Amar Mishmei. He said it in the name of this Rav. So we see all this that
and he
you could
knew
trust
him, and I could trust
you
him.
You could trust
yeah,
him. Exactly. Oftentimes you'll say, "I heard some God will say it." I didn't hear it firsthand, but I heard it from a good, reliable source. I know he actually said it because you can never really trust what the Gadolim say because everyone makes things up. As this past week, which was wild, what went on in Eretz Yisrael this year, people just make things up, quote things, and you didn't hear.
No.
Everyone's quoting different things, what happened, but Steinman was attacked by some guy came in, davened at his house, and like punched him or slapped him in the face.
Right now,
politics.
This just happened?
It was yesterday, 2 days ago, I think it happened.
And is there, it's real, or is that...
Real, 100% real, yeah. And all, but before that, all these different quotations, what the Gadol said, who to vote for this person, vote for that person. And this person apparently has some mental issues, they say. He came in and punched him.
That's crazy.
So, like, I'm not sure why that's so connected, but it was connected because all the politics, everyone's quoting the Gadolim saying, do this, do that, and they can never really trust what they say unless you heard them from firsthand or somebody who's trustworthy.
They're all sitting there with Kupatayir, all of them together like this.
So says the Gemara. There was no generation that was so many people like Leitanim that were like the generations of David. So ma hayu prutei hador osin. What would they do? Hayu holchen etz chalonos of David. They go to the windows of David Amelach. Omer lo, say to him, David, emasa yivara beis hamikdash. Come on, when are you build the beis hamikdash ready? Come on, we want it here. We know it's ready. Emasai beis Hashem neilach. When we're going to Hashem's, when we go into Hashem's house, David Omer, David would say, Afa pishim is kavin lach. He's saying, even though you're trying to get me upset, I know you are. Yavoi lai im la isi samech b'divrei. I'm very happy with the words you say. It doesn't really get me upset. Dichsiv samach di b'omrim li. I was happy to those who said to me, Beis Hashem neilach. Let's go to Beis Hashem. That made me. I was very happy. It didn't upset me. I'm not sure why he was happy, but he certainly was upset.
He's
yeah.
explaining it that these people who were heckling him knew that Beit HaMikdash was not going to be built during his days because they knew about the prophecy. So they were doing this to anger him, but he was actually saying, like, I'd be happy to die now so Shlomo can come and build the Beit HaMikdash now so you guys could have Beit HaMikdash. That's why I wasn't bothering him.
Okay, I like, agree with you guys.
I'm with you.
So then the Gemara says, V'haya ki malu yomecha v'shachaf tetzavosecha. When his days are complete, he's going to lie down with his ancestors. Amar lo karish baruch lo David. Hashem says to David, Yavim shleima ani mone lecha. I'm counting full days for you. Lo yavim chaser. I'm not taking any days off your life. Klum shlomo bincha yivana beis hamikdash. Ela lahakriv karbanot tzibor. The only reason why you're building a beis hamikdash is to bring karbanot tzibor. Chav alai, it's much more dear to me. Tzedakah u mishpat, all the tzedakah and all the judgment. She'ata oseh, that's much more chaviv to me. Yoser min akarbon, shenemar, asay tzedakah u mishpat, nivchal Hashem mizbeach. It's much more important to me, the tzedakah and mishpat that you're doing than the carbon of Shlomo. So the Gemara in Shabbos has a different understanding of this. The Gemara in Shabbos says, David Melech was having a conversation with Hashem. Hashem said, you're going to die. Tell me when you're going to die. Hashem said, I can't tell you when I'm going to die. Okay, tell me which day of the week I'm going to die. So Hashem says on Shabbos, I don't want to die on Shabbos. No one can, I'm going to be sitting there, out there, no one's going to deal with my kivur. Let me die on Sunday. So no, you can't do that because the kingdom is ready to come. I can't push it off. So it has to happen Sunday. Okay, let me die on Friday. He says, nope, can't do that because the Gemara says, Tov li, but better for me the Torah that you're learning one day than all the karbanos that Shlomo HaMelech is going to bring. So Rabbi Akiva Eger there points out this Yerushalmi here. It's a difference. It was something we spoke about the other night at the Siyum, that the Bavli focuses on Limud HaTorah. Yerushalmi, Limud HaTorah is not so important. Halacha is. But the actual Limud HaTorah is not that important. So therefore Yerushalmi has the Tzedakah and Mishpat, the Chesed, the Maaseh Mitzvos. But it doesn't say Torah. Bavli, it's all the Yigia, all the Melech of Torah. That's what's important. So you have other things like that also, just to connect it. The Gemara, the Messias Yisrael in the beginning quotes the Gemara of Vodazar, the different levels you build up. Torah, Mivia, Lidei, Zahiris. Zahiris, Mivia, Lidei, Zahiris. And the whole, the Yushami has somewhere, I think it's
that's
in Shkum.
That's what you base the
His whole structure on. The Yushami doesn't have Torah as a level. It has like Zahiris and Zahiris, but does not have Torah as a way of building up yourself. Because for Yushalmi, apparently, Torah wasn't like a way of building yourself.
It's a way of life.
It's a book of rules. But Limud HaTorah itself wasn't like a means to gain, to grow. It was just, this is your rule book, and that's it. That's another distinction we find. Okay, should we... Should we go for this next mission at least?
Yeah, we have time.
Says the new
In the Yerushalmi time, just Torah was just so ingrained within them. It was so part of their lives that it wasn't like they looked at it as a rule book. It was just like we didn't need to make a big deal out of it. It was sort of like, you know, we live by it. It's not going to lead us there. It's our way of life. Maybe.
I'm saying maybe in a way of life, but I find it hard to imagine the Torah doesn't bring you to the next level. I'm not trying to say the Yerushalmi is wrong, Chas v'Shalom. It just, for them, things came easy to them. So Torah is easy, so you looked at this halacha, okay, very clear. No back and forth, no struggle. It was what it was. But the Bavli required this melech to work through.
I also think maybe that according to Yerushalmi, they lived in Eretz Yisrael, which was basically a Medina, was a country, so they've already learned. You know, there was no economy, so I think they had to put a little more emphasis on everything else as a state more than as a group of people just learning.
Historically, you're saying? I have no idea if that could be. I don't know.
I'm saying in Babel, you know, they were in Galus, so it's a whole different concept because first of all, you have to be careful not to be affected by the people who are next to you and everything. So maybe it was a little different. There were different.
Wait, during the time of the Yerushalmi, though, was after the destruction.
Yes.
So it was still sort of galut. Just they were physically somewhere.
They were still physically married. So it was just.
Okay. Fine, let's do this at the beginning of the next parak. Third parak of Shkalim. Flying through here. Halacha Aleph. Masnisin, the Mishnah says, "Bishlosha praka mishana." There are three moments throughout the year, tormenes alishka, that they would take the funds to buy karbanos tzibur, karban tamid, b'frus haPesach, the times of Pesach, which is 15 days prior to Pesach, b'frus haTzeres, 15 days before Shavuos, and b'frus haChag, 15 days before Sukkot. V'heim granos, and these three moments are also the same times of the granos shemaisa behema divrei Rebbe Akiva, when the farmer. The person raising the cattle would go to his flock and start taking Ma'aser Behema. It was those three times of the year he would separate the Ma'aser Behema. Ben Azay Omer, he argues, when it comes to Ma'aser Behema, Be'esim v'tisha ba'adar, you would go, Be'echar b'sivan, u'be'esim v'tisha ba'av, he had three different times of the year where you would take a Ma'aser Behema. Reb Lazer, Reb Shimon, Omer, Be'echar b'nisan, Be'echar b'sivan, b'chaf tes be'elul, he'd have three different times when they would do Ma'aser Behema. Why are they doing the 29th of Elul, not the first day of Tishrei, to do the Ma'aser Behema? So it says the Gemara, Mipnei Yomtiv. V'yefshar la'aser b'yomtiv. You can't take Ma'aser Yomtiv. It's aser. L'fikach hegdimu b'chavtes be'elul. So they moved it up one day. So again, there's I think a four-way machlokas here. Which days of the year they would do Ma'aser Behema?
Is it Rosh Hashanah le'me'asot the first of Elul? Rosh Hashanah le'me'asot.
There's
four Rosh Hashanah, right? L'melachim b'nisan. I thought it was the.
So you're right. The Gemara Rosh, the first mission Rosh Hashanah says the Echad Be'elul, but in the Gemara, the mission at the end of Bechoros says there's a big machlokas exactly when it is. I believe. I think machlokas whether it's Alf Tishrei or Alf Ila Alf Elul. Does the Rosh Hashanah also quote that machlokas?
I don't know. I think sort of remember the Mishnah, but it's not. Yeah. I thought it was Rosh Chodesh Elul. So 29th of Elul, they're way past. They're in the next year.
It's Rosh Hashanah for you, and here's a Bechoros.
That's all the quotes, okay. That's the
that's
the Mishnah.
The Gemara doesn't quote anything else, I don't think. Here we go.
Art scroll page 19. In Rosh Hashanah.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. Oh, maybe that means Amit. Yeah, it must mean Amit. So Yutos Amit Beis.
Here in Bechoros Nun Zayin Abayz, the Mishnah quotes there is a machlokas when the Rosh Hashanah is.
Yeah, here it's a whole thing here. It says Maria Amar Bechorot Yosef Ben Azay Cholek Al Rabbi B'Shloshat Varim Echad Ben Azay Sover Shehagoren Harishon Hu Tamid Be'Esrim V'Tisha Be'Adar Mishum Sheledato Adar Leolam Chaser Velachen Chavtet Be'Adar Hu Tamid Hayom Acharon Be'Adar Kachu Chamisha Asar Yom Lifnei Pesach. ולעומתו רבי עקיבא קובע את הזמן בלשון בפרוס הפסח 15 דין ומזמן ובסתם משום שלדעתו אדר הוא לפעמים חסר הוא היום הראשון בחודש הבנים הוא מלא ויום טוב הוא היום האחרון בחודש אוקיי.
But there is a machlokas here and the mission elaborates in Bechoros.
This one says ABC. I don't know if you have an
option. Right, the Gimel says Rakiva, Rakiva Kovea et Hagorin Hashlishi Lechamishasar Yom Lifnei Hagasukot. שהוא היום האחרון באלול, משום שלדעתו יום המחרת, האחד בתשרי הוא ראש השנה למעשר בהימה. דהיינו תחילת השנה החדשה לעניין מעשר בהימה, שאסור לעשר בהימות הנולדות בשנה אחת.